We're looking at Paul's defense before Governor Felix in Acts chapter 24. Let me pick up again at verse 5 and 6 as we work our way through this. Here Luke records for us, "We have found this man to be a troublemaker, stirring up riots among the Jews all over the world. He is a ringleader of the Nazarene sect and even tried to desecrate the temple, so we seized him." So far, we have seen two allegations against Paul given by Tertullus, who is the attorney for the Sanhedrin. First of all, he claims sedition, that Paul is stirring up riots among the Jews all over the world. Second, he is claiming sectarianism as he calls Paul a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. Now, as others have noted, when they used the term Nazarene, that Tertullus did not need to explain that to Felix. We can infer that by the Sanhedrin's attorney, who assumes that Felix knows the term. So why does Tertullus feel that this accusation might hold water with the governor? This goes back to something that we have noted about first century Rome. Many Roman subjects lived desperate lives. In fact, human life was regarded so little that people were very much throwaways. Consequently, many kinds of messianic groups had sprung up. Let me give you a little more insight to this by an article from Trevon Hatch. After Herod's death in 4 BC, there was a marked increase in the number of messianic claims in the regions of Judea and Galilee. Prior to Herod's death, hopes for a religious political conqueror seemed more concrete than in prior decades. This rise in messianism was a response to both Roman authoritarian and militaristic governing styles. The Jewish historian Josephus notes about a dozen figures in the first century alone. Some openly declared themselves as a Messiah, while others were given this acclaim by their followers. As Joseph records, this and any of these figures that declared themselves some kind of a king had made themselves a nuisance to Roman authorities. We should add that the Romans were not the only ones who viewed these pseudo-messiahs as pests. The Sanhedrin joined forces with the Roman officials to quash any movement led by a supposed king. This was especially true for any messianic figures who intentionally sought to disrupt or overturn the control of either the Roman authorities or the temple establishment. One such figure was Judas from Sepphoris, a town in Galilee about 5 miles from Nazareth. In the wake of Herod's death, Judas gathered a sizable following and blockaded several royal armories. He also targeted others who had royal aspirations. During the same period, Simon of Perea crowned himself and led his followers in burning several royal properties, including the palace at Jericho. He was eventually captured by Roman soldiers and beheaded. The same fate awaited one Athronius, known as the Shepherd. After declaring himself king and killing both Roman soldiers and Jewish royalists, he too was captured and executed. Knowing this, we can understand why Tertullus may have thought that Governor Felix would be concerned, if not alarmed, at the charge that Paul was a leader of the Nazarene sect. This characterization would make Paul appear to be yet another messianist threat. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.